It's episode 94 of Unstuck, and today we're talking about burnout, because you know what? We need to talk about burnout, and I'm going to provide a different take, something to consider that may be causing your burnout and how to get out of it from a whole different perspective. So stay tuned. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Thank you all so much for being here. This is your place to do the work, to get out of your own way, to become aware of what's been holding you back so you can step into the next level version of yourself, the version that goes after their dreams, gets what they want, builds a life they love. And we do it all here on Unstuck. I'm Sean, your host. Thank you for being here. I appreciate every single one of you. If this is your first time, welcome. I hope you enjoy the show. If you're coming back for more, hey, thanks for coming back. We have a really great episode today that I've been kind of just been thinking about a lot the past few days, and I'll explain why once we get into it. But I'm just so excited to take this different take on this thing called burnout that I think a lot of us are very familiar with because we've dealt with it or we are dealing with it now. So we're going to get into that shortly. A few quick things. First of all, the spring class of Unstuck Entrepreneur has officially been formed, has officially kicked off. Super excited to get to know these ladies, to get my hands dirty in their businesses, helping them get started and grow and expand into the business that they want from a very aligned and flow-like place. We have just an incredible group of women from so many different areas, so many different ways that they are seeking to help others. It's just so cool to see other people's just amazing ideas they have for their businesses, and then to get to also see them blossom and bloom and become everything they have dreamed them to be. It's just the coolest thing. If you are interested in perhaps being a part of the next round, we're going to take a little bit of a break for the summer, and the next opportunity will be in the August-September range, so we'll have a fall class. So you can kind of put that on your mental calendar or put it actually in your physical calendar. Even though there's not a date, you can put the general month. That works too. And make sure you start planning and preparing and getting ready for that if you weren't able to participate in this spring class but want to make sure you get in on the next round. That is when it will be. Also, make sure you are on the wait list for that. SeanMiner.com/unstuckbiz is where you can learn more and get on the wait list. And I had a lot of people. I was able to connect with so many of you during the Client Attraction Challenge, which was so much fun and will happen again in the future. Probably not this year, but will happen next year perhaps. And one of the biggest things is that you don't feel ready. There's a lot of people out there that quote unquote don't feel ready. And I completely understand that. I've been in those shoes before. I get it. And I will say that there is definitely like this ego component to that not feeling ready. But there also might be and probably is this like practical place where you just legitimately aren't ready. Either you still need to get something set up, you still need to get your certification, you still need to get through a project at your current job or something like that where you're just not ready. But the one thing that you can start doing now to get yourself ready is to start planning, to start preparing, to start dreaming, to start just getting an idea, get the ball rolling. And that's exactly why I created the Wellness Business Blueprint. It's a workbook that will, it's basically like a business plan that isn't like the stuffy, boring, weird business plan that of the past. It's like a fun aligning business plan to where you can start actually visualizing, dreaming, and planning your business while you are still getting the certification, working at your other job, or something like that. It's a start. And so if you're in that place where you are not ready for an actual mentorship and coaching program for your business, you do have a place to start planning and preparing. And that is the Wellness Business Blueprint. You can get that over at unstuck.seanminer.com/workbook. That's unstuck.seanminer.com/workbook. And at least get started on that. And that is totally 100% free for you. So head there and get started on at least planning out things so that maybe when the fall class does start, hey, you are ready. You do have a plan. You do have a dream. You do have some goals in place and some ideas, and then you are actually feeling ready. So start there and see how that goes. The next thing I want to tell you about is what's coming up for the podcast. As you may have noticed, it's episode 94, which means we are very, very close to 100 episodes, which I'm thrilled about. What I like to do every 100 episodes is kind of go back and do a best of series. So I'm going to take 5 episodes the next 5 weeks, so it'll be episodes 95 to 99, to go back and choose the episodes that really resonated with you, the ones that were the most popular, the most downloaded, the most talked about, and air them again, because it's always fun to hear episodes again, I think. I do that on podcasts that I love. I go back and re-listen to my favorite episodes all the time. And also, I think we know, especially in the work that we do here on Unstuck, it takes repetition to start actually practicing, to start actually embodying, to start actually doing the work and feeling those changes and experiencing all of that. So this gives you the opportunity as the listener to re-listen to some really important information and take it in a second time, or maybe even a third, a fourth, a fifth time, depending on if you go back and listen to episodes. So that's the plan for the next 5 weeks after this new episode. We're going to do a little series of best of episodes that basically you guys have voted on by your downloads. And they are the most downloaded, most popular, most talked about, most shared. And we're going to replay those. So be sure to check those out, re-listen, redo the homework, and get involved again with those episodes. And then I'll be back on episode 100 with a fresh episode. It'll probably be something pretty cool because it's episode 100 and we have to celebrate that. So be on the lookout for that as well. This also kind of rolling into what we're going to talk about today. Not that I am remotely feeling burned out by this podcast at all. This is like the highlight of my life. But it does give me the opportunity to have a little bit of a break, a step back, a refresh, gives me a chance to clear my headspace to make sure that the next 100 episodes of Unstuck are the best they could possibly be. And to be quite honest, first of all, personally, I got a lot going on. We, as you, I mentioned in the last episode, closing on our house, trying to figure out, like kind of scrambling at this point, if I'm being totally open here. Personally, kind of scrambling to figure out where the heck we're going to live. It is a very, very strange, tight market here where we live in Boulder. It's just been crazy. And it's taking a ton of energy and time to find a good place for us to call home. So between that and packing and moving and just, there's just been a lot. So that is going to be going on behind the scenes while I do replay these best of episodes. But also, I am doing a ton of brainstorming and learning and growing myself when it comes to this podcast specifically and what I want it to look like, what I want it to include, who I want to help, how I want to help them, what kind of episodes I want to make sure to fit in, how I want those episodes to look, and perhaps doing more. In fact, adding more episodes, adding more things to this podcast as your space for growth. So there's just a lot going on, both personally and professionally. And I will definitely, while taking a break from actually talking into the mic, be doing a ton behind the scenes to make this the best I possibly can for the next 100 episodes. So be on the lookout for that. All right, let's get into burnout. We'll start with a quote, which may not make a ton of sense. I think it takes a little bit of working in the brain to make sense of it, but it will by the end of this episode and really will steer where we're going with this conversation. So the quote is by Sam Keen, and it says, "Burnout is nature's way of telling you you've been going through the motions, your soul has departed." Ooh, so deep and so good. So deep and so good. Burnout is nature's way of telling you you've been going through the motions, your soul has departed. So before we get into this particular topic and what's really going on in this quote, let's take a little broader scope of what burnout is, what it looks like, why it happens, what it feels like, and that kind of stuff first, and then we'll get into this more woo-woo side of burnout. First of all, the definition, just by, Merriam-Webster or whatever I went to on Google, says that burnout is a state of emotional, mental, and often physical exhaustion brought on by prolonged or repeated stress, which I think we, again, a lot of us have dealt with or are dealing with or know somebody who's dealt with these experiences of burnout. So that definition is very real and you've been there or you know someone who's been there and maybe you are there currently. So hearing those words and hearing that sentence resonates with you in some way. Burnout can affect anyone. It is not just reserved for the doctors, the lawyers, the corporate executives. It can be anyone in any area of life, in any success level, anything. It can be an established business owner with this great external success, all these numbers and seemingly perfect idea of what a business and business success should look like. But then behind the scenes, underneath the surface, and really based on what actually matters, they're struggling. They're burning out. They're going all hours of the night. They're overworked. They're not enjoying it anymore. It's not in alignment with their desires. And they are experiencing these emotional, mental, and physical symptoms of burnout. It could be a very career-driven person that is experiencing burnout. It could be a stay-at-home parent that's experiencing burnout. It could be a teacher, a nurse, an administrative assistant, a bank teller. It can happen to anyone doing anything and under any kinds of circumstances. And that really is just in the job and career type area, but it can also be coming from a home situation or a relationship. It could be something with your health or something going on with your physical body. And I experienced burnout in that place, and I'll talk about my experiences with burnout in just a second. So it also isn't just associated with job and career and business, although that seems to be where most of it stems from, at least in a way that we can understand. Whereas if it's coming from just being a stay-at-home parent or being in a relationship that's no longer serving you, it still is burnout, but we often don't associate it in that way. So I just think that there are probably not as many cases reported of burnout in those other areas of life because it's just not that immediate association or doesn't feel justified that we could be that stressed out for that prolonged period of time because of our health issues to where we would call it burnout from kind of like a societal perspective. So burnout is also not the same thing as being stressed. I think we've all, of course, been stressed in our lives. We've been stressed a lot, like this heavy stress. Maybe we've been stressed for weeks, months at a time. But the difference comes in when it is prolonged stress with no relief. It's just this constant cycle of stress, and not just the outer stress that we are often very comfortable calling stressful, like the deadlines and the budgets and the financial issues and the fighting and with your partner and all these things that we can see as outwardly stressful, but also what's going on internally. So you could have this seemingly perfect existence, perhaps like the successful quote-unquote entrepreneur outwardly. Why would anything be stressful? That's great. They get to go on vacation. They get these jets to take them on vacation. They have all this money. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about anything. It seems like everything is great. But what's going on internally? And that's really what our focus is on today when we get into our specific talk, the woo talk of burnout. But just wanted to make it clear that it's not the same thing as being stressed. And it's also not the same thing as depression. There are a lot of similarities and overlap between burnout and depression, but it would not be treated the same way. So it's important for you to know for sure what's going on. Is it depression or is it burnout? Is the depression because of the burnout or is the burnout because of the depression? There's so many overlaps. And this is really where I want to take a second and say that if you're experiencing either depression or burnout or just the symptoms of either, please go seek help from a qualified professional. A therapist would be a great place to turn in this situation, and they can direct you to something else if that's needed. But there are tools, there are even kind of tests to see if it's a case of burnout, a case of depression, if they're overlapping and that kind of situation. So great place to say, if this is something you're struggling with, please seek help from a qualified professional. Now let's get into the typical. So we're still having this kind of 50-foot view of burnout and talking about the typical symptoms. Like if you were to go onto Google, this is what the symptoms would look like if you typed in symptoms of burnout. Low energy, fatigue, poor stress management. So in other words, you feel easily anxious and on edge. Like you just can't deal with the stuff coming at you. Headaches and muscle aches. And if we think about this from an energetic perspective, when you have burnout, when you're experiencing burnout and there's all these things going on that you just can't manage and you just feel stressed constantly and you have for a prolonged state of time, you are physically going to hold that energetic expression in your body and it's going to get stuck there. So you are going to manifest it as headaches and muscle aches, joint pain, those kinds of things. You can also, kind of the same thing, experience GI issues. Again, prolonged stress without relief is going to cause GI issues. Frequent illness, just again, getting into immune system, inflammation, things that happen in this prolonged state of stress, it's just not something that your physical body can handle. So it was going to manifest as frequent illness. Brain fog, inability to make decisions, poor sleep. And I would kind of, another symptom that goes along with that, but different, would be imbalanced hormones, unmotivated. So if we're now getting away from the physical symptoms and looking into more of the emotional and mental symptoms, you're unmotivated. You experience self-doubt and imposter syndrome. We talked about that last week. You feel negative and or frustrated about one thing that then spirals into more things. So you're easily tipped into that place of negativity and frustration, and then you just can't, it can't be just about the one thing and the rest of your life is amazing. It really spirals into more aspects of your life. Irritability. Substance abuse as a coping mechanism for the burnout. Quote-unquote laziness, which kind of goes into the unmotivated category, but also just it appears in this outward thing, and you may be thinking this of yourself, that you're just lazy, that you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't want to clean the house. You don't want to work. You don't want to start your business. You don't want to do anything. Like, everything's like, ugh. So it comes across as laziness. Boredom, something we're going to get into, because we often associate burnout and stress with this idea that there's just, we're taking on too much, there's too much to handle, our job is too demanding, we're taking on too many tasks at work or at home. But the opposite is just as much true and just as much a culprit of burnout, and that is boredom. Being bored, not being pushed, not, you know, kind of going in. Have you ever had this job where you go in and do the exact same thing every day? And it's so monotonous. It's so boring. You are not using your brain anymore. You're not using your capacity. You're not learning new skills. And it just is, it's almost worse to me in my personality. It's worse than being overworked and overpushed, because I can handle that. I'm a manifesting generator. I can handle that. But I cannot handle being bored and not being pushed or expanded. That, to me, causes way more burnout. And we'll talk about that in a second in my experience. Lack of desire to be social. If you're feeling this antisocialness, it could be a symptom of burnout. Lack of interest in hobbies, especially in things you once enjoyed. You used to enjoy working out, used to enjoy riding horses, used to enjoy crocheting, and now you don't even want to do those things. Again, going back to the unmotivation and the laziness. And reduced performance. If you are in a place where you're being overworked, pushed out of your comfort zone too often, asked to do too many tasks, and you start doing them even worse, your performance suffers. How quickly you can get these things done, while it used to take you one day, now takes you a week to get one project done. This reduced performance is a sign and symptom. Now, some typical whys for experiencing burnout. First of all, lack of control and or autonomy. If you are in a workplace especially, or even in a home, being with your family and being the home manager, but feeling like you don't have a say, you don't have control, you don't have autonomy in what you're doing, that can lead to burnout. Imbalances in how you spend your time. Going back to this place of, do you have this chaotic and overworked experience in your job, at home, in your relationship, whatever it is, with your family, that kind of thing? Or do you have the bored and underworked situation? Not learning new things, not being put to the test, not being challenged, not growing, not expanding, and just being bored, going to do the same thing every day, also leads to burnout. Biting off more than you can chew. So you're trying to be everything to everyone. You don't know how to say no. You don't have boundaries. And so you are biting off more than you can chew, more than feels comfortable for you, simply because you haven't put in place boundaries and the ability to say no. And the last one, probably I would say the most common, if I think about the people I know and I think about myself when it comes to burnout, perfection. You are trying to do everything and you're trying to do it all perfectly. And maybe you're not even trying to do everything. Maybe you're just trying to do a few things, but you're trying to do them all perfectly. So you're trying to be the perfect employee. You're trying to be the perfect entrepreneur. You're trying to have the perfect body. You're trying to have perfect health. You're trying to be perfect at your diet. You're trying to be perfect at the gym. You're trying to be the perfect spouse. You're trying to be the perfect partner, perfect parent, perfect daughter or son. Like, trying to be everything perfect. Perfection leads to burnout. We've talked about perfection several times on the show already. There's a whole episode about it. I'll link it in the show notes. But we've got to get over that idea that perfection even exists. And when you do, oh man, do the doors open up? Are you able to finally get out of this prolonged stress? You're able to let go. You're able to recover. and you can just like go about your life, go about reaching your dreams without this need to be perfect. And it's kind of amazing. Okay, now the typical responses for both recovery and avoidance. So if, again, you're going to go onto Google and type in how to get over burnout or how to recover from burnout, this is what you would see. Self-care. We all know, we all love self-care. We all know that it is not frilly fluff that we don't have to take seriously. We all know that it's not just bubble baths and manicures and pedicures and champagne nights out with your friends, although all that stuff is amazing, but it's more than that. It's actually taking care of yourself from an internal perspective. So working inside out to take care of yourself. So not going to talk about that here today that much, but yes, I totally agree that self-care is a non-negotiable. Learning to say no, also a non-negotiable. Creating those boundaries for yourself. We've got to do it. There's going to be a whole episode coming up soon when I get back in the hundreds about boundaries and creating those and maintaining those and being a stickler about your boundaries. So be prepared for that. But yes, we need to learn how to say no in work, in life, in business, all the things. Making time for pleasurable activities, part of self-care, part of relationship care, part of family care, part of career care, part of business care. Caring for your entire life involves doing pleasurable things, involves getting out of the cycle of only doing things that you don't want to do or being unmotivated to do anything that you do like to do. So making time for pleasurable activities. So these are kind of the biggest three typical responses for both recovery and avoidance. Now, quickly, I want to go through two different occasions that I experienced burnout. This is not it. There's been other cases of burnout, like even when I started my business, it was because I was experiencing burnout. I was not in alignment with what I was doing, where I was working, what they were having me do, and it didn't feel right. The two that I want to talk about are a little different and really kind of go along with what we've talked about today. The first one is burnout from trying to be perfect with my health. And this was just in 2017. I've talked a lot about my experience, my journey with autoimmune disease, my journey with mold illness, all the recovery I had to do for that, how many diets I've been on in my life. But it really came to a head in 2017 after I had done some serious recovery. My autoimmune diseases were in remission and my mold illness, kind of the protocol for my mold illness was working. It was coming to a close. And I had been keto for several years. Before that, had been paleo for who knows how long, done autoimmune paleo, done GAPS. I mean, just all the healing diets. I was taking literally handfuls of supplements every day for years. I was checking labels and ingredients lists and all these things for so long. I was spending my time Googling like health related things. I just was so in it. And also, as it was my profession, as it was my job, it was my business, I was also talking about it all day long with other people, with my clients and in my group coaching and things like that. It was my life. Was health stuff, holistic health stuff, healing the body naturally, using food as medicine, all these things that I still find amazing and fascinating and lovely and wonderful and so helpful, so, so helpful. But I got to a point where me personally, I was so burned out from thinking about it all the time, from constantly just spending so much time and money on the tests, on the supplements, on the food, on all this stuff. I was over it. Like, I could not do it any longer. I was burned out. And I wanted to share this experience to really show how it doesn't have to just be in your business, your job, your career, how you're making money, that kind of thing. It is often, but it doesn't have to be. And for me, I had this experience with my health and body where I was done. So done thinking about it too much, caring too much, and I just wanted to live my life. And if that meant that sometimes I ate things that weren't perfect for my body, if that meant that sometimes I was deficient in some vitamin or mineral that I actually needed, if that meant that sometimes I ate sugar, heaven forbid, I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to care. I knew I would be fine. I wanted to live my life. I wanted to go out and have dinner with my friends and get drinks with my friends. And I wanted to experience new restaurants and new opportunities and new food. I wanted to be able to eat things when I traveled and not feel weird about it. I just needed to be done. I was burned out in a very real way. And it felt like that prolonged stress. And when I finally realized that's what I was dealing with, and I was done with it. I said, nope, I'm done. I know I'm going to be okay. And so I am going to give up this need to be perfect with my health and diet and body. It was like this weight lifted off. And so I knew that that actually was causing me a lot of stress for years to try to be as perfect as I was trying to be. And I will say, caveat, of course, I had to be for a specific period of time because of some health stuff that I was going through. So I don't want anyone to feel like they shouldn't be doing that, or, you know, if there is burnout there, that there isn't light at the end of the tunnel, or it's not for its purpose right now. Like, there is always a purpose at times to do that. But when I knew my body was healing and healed and well, and I was on the up and up, I knew it was time to be done. And I really experienced that burnout. The next time was in my business. I, as a lot of you know, used to teach the ketogenic diet for women specifically and had a podcast, had a group coaching program, all these things. And it kind of skyrocketed, blew up. It was amazing. It was fun. It was great until it wasn't. And the reason why it became not great is because it was no longer in alignment with me. I had talked about everything I knew, everything I could teach. I talked about multiple times. I did multiple podcast episodes about it. I found myself repeating and repeating and repeating things over and over and over again. And it got boring. It was not in alignment. It was not something I wanted to talk about anymore. I felt like I was just kind of spinning my wheels in this specific place when I knew I had so much more to offer the world. And I felt out of alignment with that. That caused me some serious burnout. It was such a strange spot to be in because I would record a podcast just like this. It would be under an hour. I would take some notes, but really I would just be kind of talking from my own experience and knowledge. And I would turn off and be done recording and I would have to take a nap. I was so drained. It just drained me. It left me exhausted for no reason. There would be no other reason for me to experience such fatigue than to be not in alignment and burned out from what I was teaching and coaching and the direction of my business. So I had to make a pretty hard decision. There were tons of people that were relying on me for this information that I had to come to terms with, quote unquote, letting them down and pivoting my business to something that was in alignment for me. That's when I created the Unstuck podcast. And this is obviously much more in tune. This lights me up. This gives me more energy when I record these episodes instead of the opposite. So I knew it was the right path, but I had to make the hard choice. I had to do the hard thing. And it led to something even better. And it led to me being in alignment, and it really saved me physically, mentally, and emotionally. And to go off of this second time that I experienced burnout is what we're going to talk about today. So let's go back to the quote, keep that idea in mind of when I knew it was time to pivot, why I felt that I was out of alignment with my business and my purpose and my passion and what I was excited to talk about. Let's go back to the quote. I'll read it again. Burnout is nature's way of telling you you've been going through the motions, your soul has departed. So let's talk about that. Going through the motions, your soul has departed. What I see in so many cases, and this came up even just a few days ago, because like I said, as I was getting to know a lot of you entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs in the Client Attraction Challenge and talking with you and talking to those that were considering Unstuck Entrepreneur, a lot of this idea of burnout came up, and your description of who you are and what you're doing, who you help, how you help them, what your future business looks like, where you are now is burning you out. There's a lot of burnout experiences, and this is the case that I see so many times, is that yes, it could be partially because they're over or underworked, they're trying to do it all, and they're trying to do it all perfectly, all those things we just went through, but also it's because they are ignoring their calling. Ignoring their soul's calling, their passion, their purpose for being here. And if you are in the place where you have this idea, you know there's something more out there for you, you have a passion for helping others, or this amazing idea for a way that you could help others, but you're then going and spending 40 hours a week in something that has nothing to do with that or isn't on that path, that is going to lead to burnout. It is really, really freaking draining and exhausting to do that, to be spending your time on something that isn't along your path. And that's exactly what was happening when I was teaching keto and no longer in alignment with that. That was no longer my path. Now, I do believe that it was my path for those 3.5 years. But then my path started going in this direction and I kept going on the other direction. Like it was like a fork in the road and I was supposed to go right, but I kind of kept going left for a while. And I felt further and further and further away and more and more and more drained and exhausted. This is because you, potentially, and I was not fulfilling on my soul's purpose for being here. I was going through the motions that was no longer in alignment with my path, my soul's reason for being here. Now, to think in this way, you would have to agree with me, and you may or may not, although I think we have quite a few kind of woo-woo listeners here that would agree with me that you are a spirit, a soul, in a human form, that your body is your vessel for carrying out your soul's purpose in this lifetime, that we are all here as kind of this soul experience, but in human form for a reason. You have a reason for having this life experience right now, this moment. There's a reason why you are here in this moment, in this time. And there is a purpose. There is an impact that you are here to make. And so, if your soul's purpose, let's just do some examples. Your soul's purpose is to spread the message of healing your body naturally without medications. But you spend your days selling sweaters at the department store, then that could lead to burnout. If your soul's purpose is to reduce global warming, but you're driving an Amazon delivery truck, that could lead to burnout. If your soul's purpose is to help moms deliver their babies at home naturally, but you're balancing a big corporation's books all day, Hello, burnout. And if your soul's calling is to host meditation retreats, but you've told yourself you can't because you're a mom now, burnout is there. So you can see it's like, even if you love being a mom, it's like the best thing ever. Even if you love the department store you've worked at, and you've worked at there for 20 years, or you have made all these amazing friends being in the accounting department of this giant corporation, it's not in alignment with your soul's reason for being here, and it could still lead to burnout. Now, there may be people who have the soul calling of being at the department store. There's a reason why that job at the department store is the right spot for them on their journey. And so you may sell sweaters at a department store and you feel alive and inspired and excited to go to work every day. If it's not you, you probably know someone who has a job where to you it seems boring and awful, and to them it's like the best thing ever. Because that's there on their path of their soul, not yours. That's on their path to their passion and purpose. That is there for a reason for them, not you. So if you are in this place where you're spending the chunk of your time is not in alignment, even though it pays the bills, even though it puts food on the table, you will experience burnout because it's not you living your purpose. And it's going to take a lot out of you energetically. It's going to take a toll on you physically, mentally, and emotionally from an energetic perspective. And all those same symptoms that we went over in the typical side of burnout still exist. They will still be there. But there are other symptoms too that I think only really come about if this is the reason why you're experiencing burnout. If you not following the path of your soul is the reason for your burnout. It would be things like feeling this weird, like uncomfortable and uneasy feeling. Like you just don't feel settled. It's kind of hard to explain until you experienced it. I experienced it when I was doing the keto thing and it was no longer in alignment with me. I just did not feel comfortable in what I was doing. It was the strangest thing. So if you feel that, then you know. It could also feel like something's kind of out of place and you can't put your finger on it. Like something just doesn't feel right when you do something that should be really exciting and feel really good for getting this goal achieved at work or in your business or something like that, but it doesn't. Then that would be a sign of this soul calling burnout, we're going to call it. It could be beating yourself up for not going after your dreams, especially if you know what your soul's path is, you know what your calling is, you know what your purpose is here, and you're not doing it, then you have this kind of constant ego chatter where you beat yourself up for not doing it. It could be you feeling unfulfilled, uninspired, bored, these things we talked about before, where no matter what you do, no matter how many jobs you take on at work, no matter how much praise you get, no matter how many clients you have in your business that isn't really what you want to do, you still don't feel fulfilled. You still don't feel like you're actually doing anything of value. And it leaves you feeling uninspired. A great way to put it, we've talked about this, I've already used this word 100 times, the alignment piece, but we talk about one of those feelings of being out of alignment versus being in alignment as kind of this analogy of a river or a stream that you're in. And when you're out of alignment, you're going upstream. It's like a fish in the water who all of a sudden decides they are going to turn around and go against the current and try to swim upstream. That feels really hard, impossible, heavy. You're not going to get far. You're never going to get where you want to go. So you're going upstream. The same thing happens when you are experiencing burnout because you are going, you're going to the left instead of going towards the right to continue along the path of your soul's journey. It could feel like you have this niggle. We've talked about the niggle before, but it's this like intuitive nudge, this little niggle of like, ooh, I know I should probably follow that. I know I should probably do that. I know I should probably take that certification or that course. I know that would actually lead me on the right path. I know that would be my soul's journey. So you have this knowing, this niggle that there's something more, that something's missing, that there's something else out there, that there's something that you should be doing, but you don't do it. And that's where you start beating yourself up for not doing what you know you should be, quote unquote, doing. So all of these, you can see in general, come with this idea of being out of alignment, feeling like you're out of alignment, feeling like you're kind of energetically draining yourself, ignoring your intuition, ignoring those nudges. It might look like on the outside for you or someone that you're close to, if they're looking in at you, it may look like you Googling your dreams, like Googling how to do the thing that you want to actually do that's actually your purpose, doing all the research, maybe even taking courses and certifications, signing up for all the free stuff, like the free webinars, the free workshops, the free summits. Doing all that stuff, signing up, maybe not even doing, not even attending, or maybe even doing that work, but then not doing anything with it. It could also look like following on social media or blogs or podcasts or YouTube channels or whatever, following people that are doing what you want to do and then feeling this like envy or jealousy about that person's experience. Now that envy and jealousy is actually like legit. That is a legit thing that you would feel when someone else is following their path that maybe looks similar to yours or maybe doesn't at all, but you can tell that they are in alignment and they are doing what they are meant to do here. So they have that passion and excitement and desire. And you want to feel that too. And you know that's possible for you, but you don't. So that's a normal experience to feel envy and jealousy. And that is a sign that you veered off course. What it really is going to look like for sure is that ego voice that we all have, that kind of inner mean girl voice, that's going to make all kinds of excuses as to why you can't live out your calling, why it doesn't make sense, why it's not the right time and never will be, although I won't tell you that. I won't tell you, it never will be, but it'll just keep telling you it's not the right time. It's not the right time. It's not the right time. So you're going to notice that mental chatter going on quite a bit, especially when you are doing the Googling, you're doing the free webinars, you're taking the certifications, and then you're not doing anything with them. You will notice that ego voice, and it only makes it worse. It makes that burnout even worse because it comes along then with a side of fear, which compounds it. It adds another layer. And just really, there's just so much more involved energetically because now you have fear of getting out of your comfort zone. You have that inner chatter keeping you stuck and safe and away from your soul's path. And then you have the jealousy and the envy of those that are on their path. And it's just all around draining. I do want to take a second here because I know there's some of you out there right now. They're like, once again, she's talking about this purpose and passion and all these things that I'm supposed to know. And I don't know. I don't know. I haven't felt that. I don't have that to know what my purpose is. But you don't have to know your calling, your purpose, to know if it's the reason for your burnout, to know if you're on the wrong path. But you can use this idea to know what isn't your purpose. You can use these niggles that something's off to be one of those things, like those bumpers on the bowling alley that guide you in the direction, guide you back to your soul's path. So I just want to bring that up because I know there's so many. I get messages from people all the time. They're like, I don't know what my passion and purpose is. I don't know if I'm on the right direction. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to find it. It's not coming to me. That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to know, but this is a really great chance to just become more aware of these experiences of burnout, prolonged stress, feeling off, feeling out of alignment, and know that that's a part of it. That's a part of the experience to be able to find what is in alignment, what does feel good. So be aware of that too and use this to your advantage. All right, so now let's talk about it. We're going to finish things up with just a little bit of a chat about how to avoid this soul calling burnout and what to do to recover from it. And it's an easy one. Simple fix. Not necessarily easy to take on for those of us that might still be listening a little too much to the ego chatter and less about our own intuitive guidance. But that's really what we have to do. We cannot ignore the niggles and nudges because you are getting guidance that will keep you on your soul's path, your soul's journey, your purpose for being here, whatever you want to call it. You are getting guidance on that every moment of every day. The intuitive nudges, the synchronicities, the moments when you lose track of time because you're doing something you love or talking to about something you enjoy. The joy that you find in these little things that you do that you don't find anywhere else. The random people that walk into your life and bring a special message. Those people that you are able to help and the experiences they have because you helped them. There is guidance for you everywhere. Everywhere, every moment of every day, you are being guided. That is the whole point here. That is the whole goal of the universe and having your inner guidance system that we all have. And we talk about that so much here on Unstuck. There's tons of episodes to go back and listen to about connecting with your intuition if that's something that you're struggling with. But that is guidance for you. And really, these feelings of burnout are also guidance. If I go back to when I was feeling burned out teaching keto, I was getting all kinds of nudges, not just in how I felt after I taught a class or hosted a podcast. All those things were like these physical nudges that something wasn't right and something needed to change. But I was also getting tons of downloads about new things I wanted to create. Doing the Unstuck podcast while I also had another podcast, I couldn't not do it. I was being guided and nudged to start this podcast constantly, even though I already had another podcast going at the time. There are so many messages, and you can even just use those physical messages that you are getting in the form of symptoms, burnout symptoms, to let you know that you have veered off course. That is what the guidance is showing you. Not only is it showing you, yeah, you veered off course, you were supposed to turn right and you stayed left. And not only is it that, but it's also showing you how to get back on course, how to get back to what your purpose is here and what your course actually is. It's going to change. There's going to be twists and turns, things you don't expect, things that don't make sense, things that you can't put together right now, things that you don't even know. Like, why do we even try to know what tomorrow's going to bring? It's part of your soul's path. But what we can do is focus in on the guidance. Focus in on the guidance. And if you are someone who already knows your path and you're just putting it off, like you know you went left when you should have gone right, and you know your path is now over here and you're over there and you're waiting for the right time and you're not doing it for whatever logical reason that your mind has made up, I would love to encourage you to start taking real, purposeful action. Real, purposeful action. We're going to talk, again, another podcast episode coming up in the hundreds, a talk about real, purposeful action and the difference between taking that real, purposeful action besides just like doing some things so it looks like you're taking action. This is not just Googling. It's not just signing up for free at webinars. It's not just reading a book and then not doing anything with it. It's actually taking real action, putting some skin in the game. And when you do, so here's what we think is going to happen when we do take real purposeful action and put some skin in the game. We think, based on our ego mental chatter, that it's going to be hard. It's going to be scary. It might fail. People will judge you. The mental chatter comes into play, and this is what we think happens when we go towards our soul's path, our soul's purpose, instead of playing it safe. But what actually happens is that your soul ignites. You feel alive and inspired. You gain energy and clarity. You get confident and excited. And you actually, like, you then realize that when you're on this path, that's right, that's part of the experience here, there actually is no failure. There is no judgment. There is no need to fear. There is no need to worry. It's just like passion and inspiration and aliveness. Like, that is what you experience. You do not experience judgment and fear and failure and all those things. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to have situations or experiences that look on the outside to your ego as a failure or as someone judging you or as something that would be scary. That's not to say that those types of situations that your ego, your outside perspective would think would kind of associate with, but that's not what's actually happening. And when you are in alignment with your journey, you can then see that as just an experience, a learning experience, a growth experience, an expansion experience, putting you back on your path. Because for whatever reason, that thing that you thought was going to be on your path and was going to be a success and was going to be the way to go isn't. And that quote unquote failure is a redirection. And you can start seeing it all as just that. These are just niggles and nudges and intuitive experiences and synchronicities that are keeping you on your path. So I'm going to leave it there. There's really not much else that needs to be done to get on your path, to stay on your path. That's it. That's what needs to be done. So then using your intuition and really working to hone that skill. That's something that we take a lot of time to do in Unstuck Entrepreneur, because it is so vitally important to making sure your business is constantly in alignment with you. It gives you the ability to make decisions that are right for you. And business decisions are tough. They're really hard, but not if you have taken the time to hone in on your intuition. So I'm sure when you saw that we were going to talk about burnout on this episode, this wasn't quite what you were expecting, but I think you all know, and if this is your first time or first couple episodes, now you know, I always like to get a little woo with it. We got to get woo with some things. We got to go deep. We got to talk inner self. We got to talk about our soul and our spirit and our path and our purpose. It's so powerful to know all of this. It just makes your life take a whole new direction and have a whole different perspective. And that's what we need more of in this world. So there we go. I think I will leave it at that for you. If this is something that you enjoyed hearing of, please let me know. Take a screenshot of this episode, tag me on Instagram, post it to your stories, let me know. I'd love to chat with you. It means so much to see what you are enjoying and what really resonates with you. And we will be back next week with a best of episode numero uno, 1 of 5. Be sure to tune in and re-listen to the best episodes of Unstuck in the past 94. And until then, take care.